You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1610. This time, we join retired Racehorse Radio host Kristen and her guest Bridget Heasley from New Vocations, and they're having a chat about setting healthy boundaries for your horse, or resetting in some cases.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Well, Bridget, I have a bit of a training question, and as typically happens on our standard bred shows, it's I have a question about my standard bred. So Wes obviously is a delight. Like I always talk just about like what a charming little chap he is. But I think we've told him too often that he's a charming little chap, and now he's starting to just get a little bit pushy. And like, you know, I'm at that stage of like equestrianism where I'm like, and whatever, I'll just shove cookies in my horses and tell them they're amazing. And I don't feel like I have any kind of, I don't want to say standards, but like, I'm like, we're not showing, it's fine. And then he was getting like awfully pushy today. And I was like, all right, hang on. It's time to set some boundaries again. So if you have let a horse get a wee bit spoiled, what's the best way to kind of walk that back without being mean? I don't want to be mean to him, Bridget. He's very
right.
Cute.
No, firm and mean are very different. We have a lot of head scratchers. And it's funny, I find the thoroughbreds are worse about that than the standardbreds. The thoroughbreds want you to scratch their head always. And, you know, I'm one of those people that doesn't mind it personally, but I know a lot of people do. And so one thing that I really try to do is stress that we can only do this at certain times. So if I've got a super head scratchy horse and it's wanting to like butt into me with the bridle or the halter or when I'm leading it, times that are inappropriate, I'm going to firmly push it away and say no. Firmly push it away and say no, you know, repeat as needed, but then try to be quick. Okay, let's take this bridle off now. Now you can scratch. This is a good boy time. And then just every time we have on headgear, no, push away, no, push away, no. Anytime we don't have headgear, like that's my personal boundary. You can make your boundary be whatever you want it to be. For me, it's I don't want you stabbing me with the bit as right. You rub your head on me. And also then that gives them a set time frame. You can scratch your head while your head is naked. Once something is on your head, no more scratchies. And of course, each horse is going to take more amount of time to figure that out. But I really make sure to lean into it. If they're super itchy, oh my God, we're going to rub your head so much right now. Like, we're just going to really lay into this and tell you you're so cute and just lay into those scritches. And then as soon as the halter goes back on, now we're done. And most of them figure it out pretty quickly. Another thing is, I'm trying to think, if they're like a treat beggar, you know, just putting them to work when they're begging for a treat, you know, make them move their feet, make them do something. And then the treats come at a set time too, whether it's right after you drop the bridle or, you know, at the end of everything, just giving them a time, you know, cause I love to feed mine their minty muffins and everything else. We had a really bad beggar, although this was a little counterproductive. We taught him to smile to get a cookie. So it did stop him from banging things and pawing because he was one of those horses that would paw real bad. But he would routinely smile even if it wasn't like treat time. And then you'd feel really guilty.
Oh, so he trained you pretty well then too.
Yeah, then I felt really guilty if it wasn't treat time. But same, likewise, he knew we didn't do this in the bridle, you know. We did this either, you know, standing in the cross ties or standing in the stall. But just redirecting that behavior into something else so that, no, this is not the time for this. This is the cue for the time for this.
Okay. That makes sense. And, you know, it's funny because I'm thinking back to like, you know, the earliest days in which you're kind of taught, like, here's some boundaries to have with horses, like when I was like a kid in 4-H. Like, it's amazing what a better understanding of sort of equine psychology we have now of like, yes, mm-hmm. horses are smart enough to know the difference, right? Like when I was a kid, it was like, absolutely not. They're never allowed to do this because they can't tell, right? Like they can never scratch on you ever. It's a dominance thing. You know, it's like, gosh, like I think we've have such a different understanding now of how the horse's brain works and how trainable they are.
We really do. Yeah. We really do. And they are, like I said, they have picked up on that, you know, only scratch when the bridle and halter are off things so quick. Like all of the ones I have learned that so fast. And then you still feel like you're rewarding them, but they're still respecting your boundaries as well. And you same thing with grazing, right? If you are one of those people that doesn't mind if your horse grazes while you're sitting on them, you know, give them a release cue. Okay, here's when you can put your head down and eat. Okay, now we need to go back to work. Because what you don't want, right, is a horse that constantly yanks you out of the saddle to eat grass. Right. I don't think you have to banish them from ever eating grass. I know I'm the worst pony clubber also. I don't think you have to banish them from ever eating grass while you're in the saddle. But I do think they need to know, here's your start time, here's your stop time. It's time to work now.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And that makes me feel better that I don't have to just be like, no more love for you, Wesley.
No love. Right? Never.
When I just want to jam him full of cookies and tell him how great he is. So, okay. That makes me feel better. Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.